Hey, good morning, everyone. I wanted to come on here and give you guys a quick word. The Lord has me reading from the book of Psalms and my walk of life. And I actually stirred away from it a little bit, but yesterday he put it right back on my heart to go back to the book where I left off. I was in Jeremiah chapter 33, but I was led to read to you guys Jeremiah chapter 35 and a little bit of 36. In this particular verse, the Lord is speaking on obedience. And here, there were a clan or a group of people called the Rechabites or Rechabites, and they were obedient. So God wanted to reward them. But before he did that, he had to get them away from people that were disobedient. Thank you, Holy Spirit. He had to get them away from people that were disobedient before he could bring the blessings into their life. So here in Jeremiah 35, God tells the men of Judah, that's who were around them, the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Israel, will you not receive instruction to obey my words, says the Lord? I have also, and then I'm jumping down to verse 15 in Jeremiah 35. I have also sent to you all my servants, the prophets, rising up early and sending them, saying, turn now everyone from his evil way. Amend your doings and do not go after other gods to serve them. Then you will dwell in the land which I have given you and your fathers. But you have not inclined your ear nor obeyed me. Surely the sons of Jonab, the son of Rechab, have performed the commandments of their father, which he commanded them. But this people has not obeyed me. He's talking about the men of Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem. So the Lord ends up here we go. Verse 17. Therefore, thus says the Lord God of hosts of the host, the God of Israel, behold, I will bring on Judah and on all the inhabitants of Jerusalem all the doom that I have pronounced against them, because I have spoken to them, but they have not heard, and I have called to them, but they have not answered. So it's kind of like I was saying yesterday, our sins causes pretty much everything that we lack, everything that's not good, it comes from our sins. So if the Lord is bringing us correction, he's bringing us the Holy Spirit. He's speaking through different servants, and we're not receiving it. Then the Lord starts to allow the devil to have his way in our life just a little bit. That's when the Lord gets tired, because it's like he's fighting with us for us to do his will. And God doesn't have to do that. He doesn't need us. He chose us, but he doesn't need us. We need him. So we have to be obedient. We have to listen to the will and to the voice of God. And we need to submit ourselves to the Lord God. A lot of people still they don't want to give God everything that he's owed. Like, you owe the Lord so much. Yeah, you owe God so much. Every day you should be waking up praying, thanking God, sowing good seeds into lives, into people. Like, Every day is a day of work, is a day of service unto the Lord thy God. So once the house of Judah saw that the Lord God was not playing with them, and he allowed all of the trial and tribulation to occur, they finally came on their knees, repented, and turned their lives back over to Christ. It says it here in Jeremiah 36, verse 3. It may be that the house of Judah will hear all the adversities which I propose to bring upon them, that everyone may turn from his evil way, that I may forgive their iniquity and their sin. So the Lord does not want anyone to perish. He does not want you to just be miserable. The Lord allows us to be set free into our own sin because we don't listen. We're not taking heed and correcting our actions, correcting our thoughts, correcting our iniquities or our sins. Thank you, Holy Spirit. So the Lord allows all of that to happen to us. Once we come to him, we repent. And that's the, it says it right here, that everyone may turn from his evil way, that the Lord thy God may forgive their iniquity and their sin. He wants to love you. He wants to bless you. He wants to give you everything that he has for you. But your sin, our sins are holding it back. So we need to release it and take heed. A lot of people, I'm going to end it right there and just say this. A lot of people don't understand sowing seed into the ministry or into the kingdom of God. You're not sowing for yourself. You're not sowing for that purpose. When you sow and you give financially to the real chosen prophets, pastors, and bishops, that's counted unto God. That's counted as a seed you sown into the kingdom of the Lord thy God. You have to open a door so the Lord could come in and give you abundance. If you're not giving financially and you want to give how you see fit and not when the Lord places it on your heart, then that's how he's going to treat you. He's going to give you a little bit and how he sees fit. And when you're crying and complaining to him, he's going to remind you, you're not sowing enough. You're not. And I mean, sowing seed financially, sowing seed other ways through praise and worship, through your giving, and your community and your family. Like, you have to sow seed. You have to bury something in order for God to rain, to make it rain so it can grow. If that makes sense. So I pray you all take heed to this word just as I am. These words are for all of us. It says it right here in Jeremiah, excuse me, in Jeremiah 34. No, never mind. Yeah, it does say it right here. Therefore, thus says the Lord, you have not obeyed me in proclaiming liberty, everyone to his brothers and everyone to his neighbor. Behold, I will proclaim liberty to you, says the Lord, to the sword, to pestilence, and to famine. We are in a famine. We are in all of these things because we as a nation are not listening. Now, this is the Lord speaking now. Now, the Lord is going to bring vindication to the United States of America. And it's because a lot of people, just as he said it here, are not obeying him, are not obeying the Lord God. and proclaiming liberty, which means a lot of you guys are not claiming the Lord and Jesus as your savior, and you are not walking in your salvation, being an evangelist, being a prophet, being a bishop, or who or whatever the Lord has called you to be. You're not doing it. You're doing what you want to do. And God is saying, okay, now you get the sword. Now you get the pestilence, and now you get the famine. Like, the Lord is showing us why we have to go through the bad times. It's because we're not obedient. You don't get blessings because you just do what you want to do. Like, God does not, he's not the devil. He does not give you what you want to do. I mean, he does not allow you to do what you want to do, give you a little bit, take it away, and all this other kind of stuff, trick you. No. The Father is a father of his word. He always keeps his promises. Always. And you have to stand on that every day. So I pray that this helps you. I'm going to pray for everyone. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed it be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread. Forgive me of my debts as I forgive my debtors. Lead me not into temptation, but deliver me from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory. We thank you, Father. We thank you for another day. We repent and we confess all of our sins. We ask that you forgive us of the sins that we know of and the sins we don't know of. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being merciful, for being gracious unto us. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for allowing your divine grace to fall upon us. Oh, Father, for forgiving us every second of every minute of every day, for still calling us, for still choosing us, Father, we just say thank you. Thank you for sparing our lives every day. Thank you for sparing our lives every day, our children's lives, our families' lives. And Father, I pray for the body of Jesus Christ, everybody in the body of Christ, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I speak healing, deliverance over our minds, spirits, our souls, over our family, in our lives. May you enlarge our territories, oh God. May the spirit of obedience fall upon us in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you, Jesus. We worship you, Father. Thank you for your intangible presence, oh God. I pray for healing and deliverance on each and every one of us. Everlasting healing. An everlasting anointing, oh God, so that we may stand against the wills of the devil, against the wills of temptation in our minds, in our spirits, in our souls, that we die daily. You give us the strength, oh Father, in the name of Jesus, to die daily to our flesh, so that your Holy Spirit leads our spirit, oh God. And we follow your ways, your commandments. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we rededicate our life to you. And we claim you as our Lord and our Savior. I pray you have your way, O Lord. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen, family. Shalom. Shalom.